If you take a glance of a map of the world, you can see how small is the country of Israel among the neighboring nations. I mean Egypt, even Iraq is close, Iran, Turkey. Well, it was always the same. When we hear in the scripture about the greatness of the temple of the Lord and thousands of people in Israel, we could think of a great, big country and population. In fact, they were always small among great, powerful and competing nations. A couple of names we could remember. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and Nebuchadnezzar decided at some point that he would send to exile the Israelites, and so he did. After a while, another king, king of Persia, Cyrus, who is mentioned in the first reading of today, decided the contrary. Now, it was enough. Now the Israelites back to his country, back to his land. So they were small people among big peoples. And they were like a toy. Nebuchadnezzar decided, now go. And Cyrus, after some time, say 70 years or something like that, decided the contrary. Now go back. Go forth, go back. Like a toy. Because they were small. And that's the fate of small people, powerless people. They are always like toys in the hands of powerful people. And they decide, well, now you'll be a country. Now the frontier will be this. Now you belong to this, now you belong to that. It is difficult to recognize the hand of the Lord in the midst of all decisions, human decisions, with no other interest but gaining ground or increasing the power of a certain kingdom. And that's the marvel that we find in the first reading, the book of Ezra, is looking for meaning, is seeking the will of God among the will of powerful peoples, powerful kings. Well, in fact, the question is, where is God? Where is God? There are so many human decisions. And we can see the same nowadays. At some point, for example, George W. Bush decided it is time to go to Iraq. At some point, other powerful nations decided other things. We could think of Taiwan or Hong Kong, or here in Ireland, we have some memories of powerful peoples deciding for Irish people. Where is God? When all that is happening, where is God? And it is so interesting that the Spirit of the Lord enabled this people to recognize that in the midst of all human decisions, God Himself is acting. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord that was spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord rose the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Most probably, Cyrus was not thinking of the Lord. He was thinking just of his own interest. But the point is that even when people are acting out of their own will, they are in some sense fulfilling the word of God and fulfilling the will of God. And if we receive if we accept the Spirit of the Lord, we also will take a new sight, a new glance to the world. And we will be able to recognize the hand of the Lord smoothly leading and directing everything that happens on this earth. That's the teaching of the first reading of today, my friends. That if we receive the Spirit of the Lord as Ezra received, we will be able to recognize that even beyond human will, God's will is always being fulfilled, and God's word is always being fulfilled. And this is most important, because this is the only way to make sense of the world, make sense of what is going on nowadays. Yes, we do recognize that there are powerful people, powerful nations, powerful kingdoms. They exist. They are. But on the other hand, we are not troubled by this, but we recognize that the Lord is acting through human decisions, through human plans, and finally, it is His will what is being fulfilled. As we continue this celebration, we ask the Lord for this spirit of wisdom so that we recognize the presence of God. Without the light, without this light, the world could seem senseless, meaningless, and that brings a feeling of desperation, despair. There's no sense, there's no way out. With the Spirit of the Lord, we recognize the presence of God, and we recognize that we as well have a place in His plans and deeds.